Title: Call and Response Base Phrasing from Scratch for Jungle Rollers Beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building one of the most important baseline skills for jungle rollers, call and response phrasing. And I want you to really hear what that means. In a roller, the baseline isn't just a bass loop, it's a conversation that locks to the drums, leaves space for the snare, and keeps the groove moving forward without needing a million notes. By the end, you'll have a tight two-bar bass conversation at around 174 BPM, made from scratch in Ableton Live using stock devices. We'll split it into two characters. The sub is the call. It's stable, heavy, simple. The mid is the response. It's short, funky, and it talks in the gaps. Let's build it. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 is fine, but 174 is a sweet spot for classic rollers. Create three MIDI tracks and name them drums, sub call, and mid response. Now, a quick mindset thing that's going to save you from distortion and bad decisions. Put a utility on your master, and keep your overall level under control while you build. Aim to peak around minus 6 dB. Headroom equals punch. When the mix is too hot early on, you start mixing with panic instead of choices. Next, we need drums for context. Your bass phrasing only makes sense if there's a kick and a snare telling you where the do not park here zones are. On the drums track, load a drum rack. Keep it simple. Put your kick on beat 1, and then put another kick on the end of 2. That little push is a roller classic. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Add hats doing 8ths or 16ths, lightly shuffled if you want. If you want more jungle feel right away, open the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 63, but apply it lightly. 10 to 20% is plenty. You're seasoning, not drowning. Cool. Now the sub. This is your call. Think of it like a question mark or a statement that anchors the groove. Longer notes, fewer moves. On sub call, load operator. Operator is perfect for clean subs. Set oscillator to assign wave. Go to the volume envelope. Set attack very short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. Set decay somewhere around 300 to 600 milliseconds depending on how held you want the sub to feel. For a pluckier sub, keep sustain very low, basically off. For a more held sub, bring sustain up a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and set release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so notes end smoothly. Now make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Choose a key. For beginner-friendly jungle, F minor, G minor, or D minor are all great. We'll use F minor. Here's a simple call pattern idea. Bar 1, put F1 right on 1.1. Let it hold to around 1.3 or 1.4. Then put another F1 on 1.3, shorter, like a little push. Bar 2, put F1 on 2.1. And optionally, right before the snare on 2.2, add a quick E-flat 1 as a lead-in. Keep it tasteful. The principle here is more important than the exact notes. The call should land confidently, with a kick, and it should not fight the snare. If your sub is blasting through the snare hits, the whole roller feels blunt. You want the snare to crack like it owns that moment. Now we clean up the sub channel. At EQ8, don't high pass your sub. If it's muddy, try a gentle wide cut, maybe 2 to 4 dB around 200 to 300 HC. That's where boxy low mid cloud can build up. Add utility. Make the sub mono. Either use bass mono or just set the width to 0%. Sub should be a laser pointer, not a fog machine. Optional. Add saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. The goal is not distorted sub. It's a little harmonic help so the sub reads on smaller speakers. If you start hearing obvious fuzz down low, back it off. Before we even touch the mid, do a quick coach check. Loop only drums and sub for 30 seconds. Toggle sidechain later, but for now just listen. If the groove feels smeared or late, it's often not EQ. It's note length. Shorten the sub notes until the kick feels like it reappears cleanly after the sub hits. This one habit fixes so many beginner mixes. Now the response. This is the mid-bass character. It's the exclamation point. Short stabs that comment on the groove. On mid-response, load waveatable. Set osc 1 to a saw wave. Set osc 2 to a saw as well, and to tune it slightly, like plus 10 to plus 20 cents. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices. Keep it modest. We want thickness, not phase chaos. Set the amp envelope to be stabby. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain low, and release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now add auto filter after waveatable. Use a low pass 24 dB filter. Set cutoff somewhere like 250 to 800 HC to start, and resonance around 10 to 25%. Add a small envelope amount so each stab has a tiny wah shape, not a huge wub, just enough movement to feel alive. Now the MIDI. Create a 2-bar clip on MID response. Rule of thumb. Response notes often land after kicks, between snares, and near the ends of phrases. You're answering the call, not stepping on it. In F minor, keep it simple. Use mostly F2, E-flat 2, and C2. Try this kind of placement. In bar 1, put a short stab on 1.2.3, and another on 1.4.2. In bar 2, vary it. Stabs on 2.2.3, 2.3.4, and a final stab at 2.4.3. Keep these stabs shorter than the sub, and use velocity differences. This is huge. If every response hit is the same velocity, it stops sounding like a conversation and starts sounding like typing. Make one of the stabs quieter so it feels like a little aside, a ghost comment, not a main statement. Now, very important, separate the mid from the sub every single time you do layered bass. Put AQ8 on MID and high pass at around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope. This is not optional. This is how we keep the low end clean. If the mid is biting your ears, a small cut somewhere in the 2 to 4 kHz area can help. Don't guess blindly. Sweep and find the harsh spot. Add saturator to the mid. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is where you can add attitude. Mid bass can take more crunch than sub. Optional. Add chorus ensemble very subtly, like 10 to 20% mix for width. But be careful. Width plus low frequencies equals weird mono problems. If you use chorus, keep the lows controlled with EQ, and consider putting a utility at the end and keeping bass mono safe. Now let's glue the call and response into a roller feel. First, sidechain. Put a compressor on both bass tracks, or group them and do it on the group. Enable sidechain. Choose the kick as the input. Starting settings. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the kick transient still punches. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. And set threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Teacher tip. You can use different release times for sub and mid. Sub can have a slightly longer release so the low end breathes smoothly. Mid can have a slightly shorter release so it stays snappy. Even a 20 to 40 millisecond difference can make the two layers feel like separate characters. Next, micro timing. This is where jungle starts to swagger. Keep your sub pretty much on the grid. That's your anchor. But nudge a couple of the mid stabs slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Tiny. You're not making it sloppy, you're making it speak. In Ableton, temporarily turn off snap or go to a smaller grid. Then just drag the note a hair, or use your keyboard nudges depending on your setup. Now let's make it a phrase, not a loop. Here's the classic roller trick. Repeat the call. Change the response. Bar 1 response is sparse. 2 stabs. Bar 2 response is busier. 3 or 4 stabs, maybe one slightly higher note, or a slightly brighter filter setting. This gives the listener a sense of answer bar. It's like, statement, reply. Statement, reply. Quick sanity test. Mute the drums for a moment and listen to the bass alone. If it has punctuation, like some long notes, some short notes, and some silence, you're on track. If it feels like a constant engine, delete 20 to 40% of the mid notes. Seriously, the best rollers are often defined by what they don't play. Now let's turn it into a simple arrangement, so it feels like real drum and bass, not a 2-bar prison. Duplicate your 2-bar idea out to 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Play drums and sub only. Establish the foundation. This is DJ friendly and it makes the drop of the mid feel exciting. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the mid response. Now the groove talks. Bars 9 to 12. Change the response rhythm or pitch a little. Keep the sub mostly the same. Bars 13 to 16. Drop the response out for 1 bar. Silence is hype. Then bring it back. Workflow tip. Edit only the MID clip every 4 bars. That's the easiest beginner way to create evolution without breaking the groove. A couple common mistakes to avoid while you do this. If the bass sounds huge but the mix is muddy, your sub and mid are overlapping. High pass the mid at 120 to 180, keep the sub mono, and watch 200 to 400 Hz for buildup. If your bass plays constantly with no gaps, it's not a roller, it's a wall. Delete notes, especially mid notes, and respect the snare. If the response feels louder than the call, turn the mid down 2 to 6 dB and use velocity variation. The sub is the foundation. The mid is the commentary. If you hear clicks or pops, add a tiny bit of attack, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, and slightly longer release. 80 to 150 milliseconds, and if it feels like a one-bar trap pattern, force yourself into two bars minimum and make bar two different in the response. Now, a few spicy upgrades if you want darker, headier DNB vibes without getting complicated. First, subtle automation. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the mid just a little over the two bars. Tiny moves equal big vibe. Second, turnaround note at the end of bar two. Keep the sub rooted, but on the mid only. In the last tiny slice before the loop restarts, sneak in a leading tone. In F minor, you can try a very quiet E natural, then back to F. It adds tension like we're looping back, but it's subtle and classy. Third, echo phrase. Instead of adding more MIDI stabs, add Ableton echo on the mid or on a return. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16, feedback 10 to 25%, and filter out the lows. The response sounds busier without cluttering your arrangement. Fourth, ghost response before the snare. Put a very low velocity mid stab 1/16 before the snare, but shorten it so it ends before the snare transient. The release time is the difference between funky twitch and snare got masked. And one more pro workflow habit. Group your sub and mid into a bass bus group early. Put a utility on the group for gain trim, a spectrum, so you can literally see overlap zones, and optionally a glue compressor doing only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not crushing it, you're binding it. All right, quick 10-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Keep your sub call identical for 4 bars. No changes. Then write 4 different responses, 1 per bar. Bar 1, 2 stabs. Bar 2, 3 stabs. Bar 3, 1 stab, super sparse. Bar 4, 4 stabs, busier, but still leave snare space. Then, while it plays, record yourself muting and unmuting the mid-response. Find the version that makes the groove breathe the best. That's your keeper. And if you want a bigger challenge after that, build a 16-bar conversation with constraints. Sub stays the same the whole time. Mid uses only 3 pitches total, and every 4 bars the response behavior changes. Sparse, then busier but quieter, then brighter tone with fewer notes, then one intentional interruption where the response overlaps slightly into a call gap without stepping on the snare transient. Before we wrap, here's the core takeaway. The call is your foundation. Simple sub notes that lock with the drums. The response is your character. Mid stabs that answer in the gaps. Make it 2-bar phrasing, not 1-bar looping. Flip the frequencies, sidechain for punch, and use micro timing for roll. This audio version is shortened for playback.